It's Miss Melissa, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you are listening to Tales from the Tub. To paraphrase Douglas Adams, time is an illusion, and summertime doubly so. Especially when that summer is hitting in the middle of a pandemic. I've felt so disconnected all summer that I've barely been writing, barely been listening to anybody else's stuff, barely even been reading unless I had a book that I had to review by a specific date. However, as I have done for a couple of years now, I did join the Like the Prose Challenge to write 30 short stories in 30 days, which is part of the Literal Challenge, and the links are in my show notes. Every year, we are asked to write a lipogram. A lipogram is a story or piece of writing in which you eliminate one letter from use. I do not promise that my lipogram was terribly good, because in order to make it work, you sort of have to bend the rules of grammar, but I had fun writing it. So this is Deception Betwixt R and T. It had begun, like much did, at a bar. There hadn't been a band that night. Rather, the entertainer had been a magician, of a kind. The title he'd claimed had been Mental Deceiver, but I remain certain that he were better called a charlatan, or conniver. The food and liquor had flowed like, well, like food and liquor tend to flow in a place where the barkeep let you run a tab and the final check never actually arrived. Gourmet, all of it, or high-end where gourmet didn't apply. The blue drink offered by the deceiver, we imbibed by the tumbler, one after another after another. And then, he began to nudge. Not out loud, but with a piercing look, a tiny hand movement, a voice in your head. To me, the order came mentally. For a 5-day no longer will be that letter betwixt the R and the T. I laughed. Anyone would. The deceiver couldn't really eliminate a letter. Could he? But come morning, I found to my horror that he could. Annoyance. Anger. The feeling of being completely tongue-tied and fighting it. For a week, I could neither greet my lover by name nor utter my own. I could not even affix it to a legal document. The initial two of the 5-day were extremely difficult. After that, I learned to be mindful of my thinking. I learned to hear the tweeting and chirping of the flying and the feathered. I appreciated the din of a downpour and let ever-whirring electrical hum be my lullaby at night. At midnight on the final day, I heard the deceiver announce in my head, "Challenge completed." I let my mouth curl up in glee and gave in to my dreaming, knowing that in the morning all would be like before. Mainly. The Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub, is written and produced by Melissa A. Bartell and is recorded and produced using the Auphonic iPhone app and or Audacity. The Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub, is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike 4.0 International License. This means that you can share it with your friends or repost it as long as you credit me and link to my site. For show notes, including detailed credits and contact information, visit bathtubmermaid.com. You can also find me on Twitter and Instagram at Meliss, that's spelled M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, and Facebook at facebook.com/MissMeliss, again spelled with the Y-S-S-E ending. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.